More than 200 people died today when a long string of runaway train cars carrying fertilizer, fuel, and industrial chemicals derailed, caught fire, and exploded in northeastern Iran. Many of those killed were emergency workers trying to put out the blaze. At least 400 others were injured, and officials fear many people may still be buried in the rubble of homes collapsed by the force of the explosion. The blast devastated 5 villages. Dan DeLuce is a reporter for the British newspaper The Guardian. He's in Tehran, and he joins us now. Dan, apparently among those killed, there was a local governor, mayor, and fire chief. Can you tell us more about how this disaster happened?
Yes, it was a strange, almost freak kind of accident. This freight train with cars full of extremely combustible material had parked at a train station, and then 51 of those train cars somehow got loose. They started rolling down the track without an engine. It reached the next station and caught fire. Then a fire crew came and were very close to putting out the blaze. And then all of these flammable materials exploded, and now we have this terrible death toll that's still rising.
This part of the world is known for earthquakes, and in fact experienced quite a devastating earthquake just weeks ago. Did any kind of seismic activity possibly cause the derailment?
Well, this is the suspicion at the moment, that a tremor actually jolted that freight train and somehow pushed those freight cars away and down the track. Now, on the other hand, it's confusing because a lot of the local residents mistook the explosion as an earthquake, and apparently that explosion actually registered on the Richter scale, resembling a tremor.
As you've noted, the death rate and the rate of injuries is quite high. How heavily populated was this area?
Well, it's a rural area, but nevertheless, people live near the train tracks. It's a farming area where people are raising cotton and saffron, which is one of Iran's famous exports. And one of the villages that was the most damaged is right along the train tracks. And the state television shows this footage of houses just completely obliterated, and it doesn't look like a train derailment. It looks like almost an aerial bombardment. It's quite chilling to see.
Many of those killed were actually working to put out the fire that preceded the explosion, and they must have represented a good percentage of the region's emergency workers. So does this hobble the effort to bring the fire under control and to look for survivors?
Absolutely. You had the fire chief die in the explosion. Now there are reports that as many as 182 fire and rescue workers were killed in that explosion, and it means they're going to have to draw on the city of Mashhad, which is a good distance away in an emergency like this. And I think we still don't know the full scale of the disaster. They're still trying to find survivors as we speak in the debris.
Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan DeLuce is a reporter for the British newspaper The Guardian, and he was speaking to us from Tehran.